Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Paris.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Yes, very well, thank you.
That's nice. Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was working well, so I'm glad to hear your voice.
Yes, I'm sure you and others, but a lot of people came on board with on hold, and that usually doesn't work. So I'm just
Oh.
removing that.
Okay.
Everybody needs to put their chat when it's on.
And what's the weather like in England?
It's lovely. It's very nice.
Oh my.
Yes, so what about your end?
It's raining and it's about 7 degrees, and I was talking to someone, they're announcing snow later.
Oh no. Gosh.
Yeah, quite the delay to spring.
Yes. Gosh, no, we've been very lucky. In fact, since the shutdown, it's been wonderful.
Oh, nice. It's just starting to warm up here.
All right.
Yeah.
I can leave them in the green lily folder.
Oh, you have someone.
But I want to move them over.
Oh.
What? I'll just move it over. Probably good if I leave them in the green lily, actually. You always want to leave them in
Oh,
the.
no. It looks like I've got an interference from outside somewhere.
I'll just leave them in the green lily folder and then I'll do this.
Somebody has to be
Don't
muted.
trip. I will make this
Okay,
email.
how come
What's that email?
I can't do this? Oh, there we go.
And I'll put it in the
There
green
we
lily
go.
folder. Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Oh, we're on.
Oh,
Okay, good show.
no, yeah. Okay, hello.
Somebody mentioned snow. Well, we already had it on Monday. It's all gone just about now.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Guess
moving.
Mother Earth wanted some moisture, I guess. It's really funny. You go to town, no snow. Go to our place, snow. Go up the hill, no snow. I'm in Whitecourt, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, I'm in Hinton, Alberta.
Oh, really?
We're neighbors.
Small world. Yeah.
I can see why you got snow now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get, you didn't get any?
Not in Hinton, Edson got some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We could got a little bit, but not like what we got. We got the dump. It
Yeah.
was a mess. Oh, well. Thank God it's gone and the trees weren't blossomed yet because it
Yes.
would have wrecked a lot of trees. And the power went off twice that day.
Ooh.
Quarter after 6 in the morning for a few hours, and then I just before lunch, and I just managed to eat my breakfast, and I kind of, oh, power's out. Thank God I ate my breakfast. Had to wait to have a shower, though. No power, no water, no run, anything else. So, no heat, so I
Wow.
had to put wood stove on. That's okay. I
Okay.
don't mind a few short hours. There's one time we went over 24 hours. That's the longest I ever had power out. And I had to talk myself and calm myself down through it all. I have water in bottles. I'm okay. I'm safe. Just I never had it that off that long. You learn to appreciate your power and your water and your sewer.
Power period.
Yeah, power and gas. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to mute myself. There we go.
Me too. Nice talking to you.
Okay, hello everybody. Can you all hear me?
No.
Yes.
Some of you don't have your microphone.
Yes.
Yes.
I can hear you.
All right, okay, hello. Right.
Yes. Hello, I can hear you too.
Good.
Yes, yeah, me too. That's Philippa.
Okay, hello.
Hello. A couple of minutes. Who else turns up? Yes, this meeting will be recorded.
Ten bubble.
No, the
We've got 27 participants, and I think we could make a start. Laurie. All right, we're getting some background noise.
Yeah, you are. Thank you.
Hi, Shay, Swana. Okay, we're going to make a start. And anyone else can join us. But, a lot of noise coming from somewhere.
Joe, just unmute all. And you will get rid of that background noise.
Yes.
Except yourself.
It's a good idea.
Mostly 93 today, and last night, 11 p.m. Then let me raise it to 97.
I've muted everyone, but there's still a noise, a sound. Okay, it's quiet now. Okay, so good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everyone, wherever you are, whatever time zone. And we're going to cover leaky gut today, and we're going to do leaky brain next week. So leaky gut basically is loss of the body's ability to control what's allowed in the body. And it's very fitting we've got with this COVID-19, it's about boundaries and how these, trying to keep that virus out from our bodies. Okay, so we're going to work with just to update you on what leaky gut is all about. First of all, it's a normal process for processing the intestinal environment and sample what's coming in. So this the intestinal lining opens automatically and closes to allow certain things in and out. If there are unfriendly microbes and parasites, it closes. Most of the time, it's fine. There's only a problem arises if that doesn't close, if it just remains open. Okay, so what we're going to do is find out why, what's causing it to stay open. And this can be anything. This can be thoughts, feelings, emotions, DNA, ancestral patterns, karma, everything. So we're going to work on those. So basically the plan is to work on the forces that control, and there are three forces. Is that the physiological forces, the force of motion, force of metabolism, and structure. We're going to work on each of those with regards to the organs. And then we can work on the chakras. That's the lower three chakras, and the earth star chakra and soul star chakra. The reason being, most of our problems at the moment, and as a collective, we need to purge all the constructs of the lower three chakras, which is what we're going to do. So this is everything to do with survival, being safe in this world, being safe in our bodies, which we're very much experiencing this moment in time. Have we got the support of our tribe, our patriarchy, ancestral past life, of course, the boundaries, karmic, whatever's being thrown up. So we're going to purge the shadow states of consciousness. And basically, this is, we do that as a group. So we're also cleaning up part of the collective consciousness as a group, that it involves everyone. Okay, so we're going to make a start with...
Joe, sorry, can you ask the person on the phone to unmute themselves on their phone?
I've unmuted everyone.
Yes, but the phone you can't unmute. So
also the phone, with sorry.
818 area code, please look on your phone and there's a mute button because you keep coming in interference. Thank you.
Okay, that's better. Good. Thank you, Laurie. Okay, so we'll start with the organs. So with the organs, and this is very important, and this is key to clearing all the frequencies of the organs. We work at eight different levels: physical, etheric, astral, mental, structural, rhythmic, biochemical, and spiritual. Okay, so I'm going to go through each of these. And what I want you to do is we're going to get you to work on the electrical. So I want everybody to put your hands in the prayer position, but just connect with the tips of your fingers and thumbs and leave the rest open. Okay, so if everybody's got that position, just to be clear on that. So we're starting off in the prayer position, but we keep the hands open and only connect at the fingertips and thumb. Okay, so I'll start with, go through all the organs. We're going to do all the digestive organs. We're also going to do the heart, lungs, and the kidneys, which are not part of, which are in the abdomen, but not part of the digestive tract, and then the bladder, and reproductive organs, including skin, of course, and skin is obtaining inside and outside, so it's really the integument. Okay, so if you hold that, your hands in that position, we're getting that electrical field going, and that's wonderful because everyone's connecting, and I'll go through each of the organs and clear these aspects. Okay, so I'll be going silent. All you'll hear is my rattle. Feel free to rest your hands either on your lap or against your chest, whatever's comfortable for you. Thank you. Okay, and now we're going to move on to cells, tissues, the interstitium, and all the fascia. Okay. Please just relax your hands and stretch your fingers, your toes. Just slowly move your body. Okay. And now we're going to sort of purge all the belief systems, all the dukkhamic clans of all the lower three chakras, because we can't move forward in any aspects of our life until those three areas are worked on. Okay, so we're going to start with the base chakra. So what I'm going to do this time, I'm going to ask you to imagine an air balloon. What we're going to do, the idea is to check everything in the air balloon from each of the chakras that's not going to serve us any purpose. So I'm going to call out whatever I'm picking up, and you can put in whatever you throw it in there as well, because collectively we'll be clearing a lot, so whatever you pick up will help others as well. Okay, so imagine an air balloon, make it as the balloon part as colorful as possible, make the skit as ornate as possible. And we can start from the root chakra, that's the ground floor. Okay, and just start drawing everything out, it's not going to serve us any purpose, and we're going to clear that. Okay, I'm going to start with DNA patterns that keeps us stuck in family dynamics, family dysfunction. And this is very much sort of at the moment what's happening. Our first love starts in the base chakra. This is where we learn to actually love. It's on a different scale to our hearts. So this is one. So it's all about connecting with the tribe, the support we get. And this is very much what we're going through in this time in this pandemic. Okay, so stuck. Let's throw all of this in the Evelyn. If you want to share those, if you want, you can feel free to. I'll just throw them in. Loss of physical power. Being degraded. Lack of bonding as a family. Survival issues. How can I survive this? Are the issues around the family? This isn't my family. You cannot relate to them. Criticism from others. Things around, I shouldn't be here. And that comes up a lot for people. Throwing all that in. Can't get ahead. Struggling with the condition, can never get well. I feel separated from my friends and from others. Numbing out. Shut down. Ending relationships even for the wrong reasons, because for fear of being deserted. Lack of self-worth, so not deserving. Weight issues. She's not sitting. Pretty, beautiful, being too short, being too tall. Issues around your body about not being right. Feeling your fat, even though you're thin. Believing that because other members in your family are ill, that everyone in your family has health issues. Everyone has weight issues in the family. Living hand to mouth. Never enough money. This threatened by man power. Oh, other people's power is a threat to me. Disempowered. Stuck in repressed sexuality. Acting out sexually. Guilty if I put myself first. Common one. Victim in any form. Betrayed. Family is not good enough. Judged by my family. Not chosen. Not wanted. I'm just going to give you another few minutes to throw in anything else that may come up. Issues around patriarchy. Issues around your identity. Nobody's got any more. We're going to move this up to the next level. And this is the level of the sacral chakra. So the first one was very much about your presence and grounding. Now this chakra is about your desire. It's the connector. It's your desire. This is the way spirit connects to the outer world. This is about your desire for food, for sex. It's all just desires in various aspects. So let's clear, let's throw in everything that doesn't serve us from this chakra. Okay, I'm just going to make a start. This is about being wrong. Population so controlling. Life is hard. Love is hard. With my body. It being male or female. All the issues around relationships are painful, around sex, wrong sex, should have been the opposite sex. Sex is dirty, men use women for sex, sex is evil, sex is scary. I've gone to loneliness, being very lonely, torn, self-rejection, unappreciated, unmotivated, disrespected, damaged. My needs are not met. Relationships are unsafe, unsupported, unprotected, victimized, lack of personal identity, not cherished. No self-esteem. Repeating poor relationship patterns. Guilty. That's a big one. Don't deserve a better life. Don't deserve love. Don't deserve happiness. Nobody wants me. Nobody's there for me. Do you use sex to be noticed? Do you use sex to get my needs met? Others will love me if I'm sexy. Don't know who I really am. I don't really want to know my real self. Scary to be real. Never good enough. Guilty if things go my way. I have to struggle somewhere in my life. Who am I to make a difference? Women are weak. I'm controlling. I'm stupid. I'm stuck. There's no love for me. I have nothing to offer. Okay. So it's about resisting your identity as well, so we'll throw that in. It's about the ego. And if anyone wants to throw anything else into the box. In the air balloon. Just give you a couple of minutes. Okay, let me just move on to the sacral chakra. This is about your personal empowerment. This is about how much you own your own power or not. This one's very, very important, and this is what going through a lot of emotions at the moment. And a lot of this chakra actually causes the leaky gut. Okay, so we'll throw in lack of power, lack of physical energy, believing that the external world has power over me, resentments, inability to take in sweetness, lonely, miserable, unable to move forward, and lacking the courage to risk it. Inability to honor yourself. So, cut off from my needs. Self-doubt. Undeserving. Also here, guilty. Can't be loved for me. A deep hole inside me. Trying to fill it from the outside. Fear of others' thoughts about me. Without drama, I will die. Let it all go. Wounded. Hurt. Stored pain. Helpless. Success issues. Unable to change. Stuck in defense. Rejected. Discounted. Nothing comes together. Nothing works out for me. Can't forgive. Always putting myself down. Fear others will put me down. Need to be noticed. Stuck in recreating my pain over and over. Being invisible. Easily offended. Deprived. Can't trust myself. Unworthy of inspiration. Undeserving of the Creator's support. God, whoever, whatever you want to refer to it as. Discouragement. Distorted thinking. Full of dread. Self-sabotage. just like myself. Self-destructive behaviors, all the shoots and have-tos, mental combat, war inside my head, fighting myself. Okay, if there's anything else I want to throw in, now's your chance. Okay. Whatever your body's feeling now, you're going to release all that so it can heal forever. Okay. So you're going to let this balloon go up and up into the heavens, into the sky. You're probably feeling the intensity of all this. You can only get rid of it by bringing it up. And you're going to let that balloon set on fire and clear all of that. Now that you want to get rid of it, allow your body to heal. Okay, so just take it up to the sky. Okay, so it's catching fire. Just see it ignite. And the whole thing goes up, explodes in the flames. And the particles disperse everywhere. And absorbed in the earth. Okay, we're now going to do a meditation. We're going to connect with the Earth Star Chakra. Very important to clear all these frequencies at that level. That works in conjunction with the root chakra. We're going to connect it with the root first, then the other lower chakras. Bring it up to the heart. And the crown. And then the soul star chakra, so we can transmute all day. So if any of you want to put down whatever feelings you're having, just give you a few minutes. Some of you are probably feeling very uncomfortable at the moment. It's a new feeling. It's scary even. Because even things are bad, we feel comfortable there because it's safe. Now we've come to a place where we don't feel safe. Okay, so let's connect. So I want you to send a golden beam of light from your root chakra, which is on your tailbone, down to your earth star chakra, which is approximately 1 foot to 2 feet below the ground. Okay, instinctively know where that is. Okay, now we're going to send a beam of red light into through that alongside the golden light from the root to the earth star chakra. Okay, and now we're going to convert that into a figure eight. So imagine a figure eight from that root chakra, one loop on the root chakra, the other loop on the earth star chakra, and crosses somewhere in the middle on your legs. Okay, and just keep it moving. And speed it up. Speed it up to whatever is comfortable for you. Okay, and now start slowing it down. And write down. Okay, and next we're going to send a golden beam from your sacral chakra. So that's 3 fingers below your belly button. Send a golden light to your earth star chakra. Okay, and now bring down a color orange. Okay, now figure eight between the two chakras, the loops in the two chakras. And then speed it up. Okay, now you can slide down. Okay. Now we're going to bring a column of golden light from the heart chakra into the earth star chakra. Just bend that down. Okay, here are the colors. Merge it with the color yellow. Sorry, from the sacral chakra, solar plexus chakra, sorry. Whoever comes to you. Okay, and you're going to make a figure eight from the solar plexus chakra to the earth star chakra. And a different chakra, just stay with that. Okay, now speed it up. Okay, and now you can slow it down. Now we're going to connect the heart to the earth star chakra. So send a beam of golden light from your heart chakra to your earth star chakra. And bring down a green color, a green beam. Okay, merge them together and make a figure eight between the two. Just speed that up. As you're doing this, imagine sort of a green donut appearing at the intersection of the lines. If you can't do it, that's fine. Just let your imagination bring whatever comes up for you. This is transmuting a lot of those energies. Might have felt uncomfortable. It's getting lighter now. Okay, and keep spinning it and spin the donut as well, if you were to. Okay, and slow it down. Okay, now we're gonna bring a beam of golden light from your crown chakra. Okay, right down to your earth star chakra. Followed by a violet beam of light. So bring that down. Then figure eight. Okay, and starts spinning. About and speed it up, whatever you're comfortable with. Okay, and you can slow it down now. And we're going to move up above your head. So it'll be a hand width up to three hand widths. That's your soul star chakra. And we'll start the usual way, beam a golden light from your soul star chakra right down to your earth star chakra. I'm going to bring a beam of silvery white light from the soul star to the earth star. Followed by a pink. Okay, and now figure eight them between the two. Just keep those blending in. Whatever then appeals to you. And just spin. Speed it up. When you're ready, just can slow it down. Okay, and start moving your toes, your ankles, your feet, your fingers, your hands, arms. And just give yourself a little stretch. Yawn. Get yourself a drink of water. Okay, how's everybody feeling? Fuzzy. Good. Relax and tingling. Good. Anyone feeling uncomfortable? Yeah, it's good. Cold, yes, you will feel cold. There's a lot of releases. So just make sure you get yourself a warm drink and layer up. I'm sure some of you fell asleep. But it's fine, your subconscious knows, and you'll be a little uncomfortable, right, okay? It's just some, just that uncomfortable feeling. It's about not quite wanting to let go. It's wanting to be safe. So I'm just going to do some little clearing on that. Those who are feeling uncomfortable. Yeah, what's feeling here? Good one. Don't feel it. Yes, it's about releasing, getting out of that stuckness. Okay. Any pain as well? It's just releasing. That and the ribs, that's the boundary between the lower chakras and the upper chakras. So again, it'll probably be resistance and moving upwards. But that pain could be clearing it. Relaxed and ready to sleep. I hope it's nighttime. But what the heck in this shutdown? Anytime is good enough. Do we have a kip? Yes, it does. MP3 does detox physical symptoms. It's at all levels work we've done. I've had some issues with my Facebook account. That's up and running, so I'm going to connect you there. So if you could like to feedback on there, feel free to, and we can address anything else you want to share. So I'll email you later with the contact. On silent mode all through the night? Yes, you can. In fact, this MP3, you don't actually have to listen to it out loud. You can have it in the background. Make sure you drink lots of water just to clear. Yes, in terms of clearing more, it's everything works in layers. It's like peeling the layers of an onion. The more you listen to it, it clears more and more. Right, headache. Yes. It's the energy is taking the path. That's where the clearing is. So you had that underneath your rib. So it's moving up higher. And that will start clearing the headache. Soma MP3, see how you feel. If you feel you've had enough on the one listening, that would be it. But just use your intuition in this, but you can listen to it more than once. Yes, the sleep one is designed to work during the day and night. What it'll do, balances your circadian rhythms, and during the day, of course, you're building up your melatonin levels so that at night you can use it. So that's what that does. So it doesn't matter, you can play it day or night. And that one will also help you connect to other realms, which is what we are doing at the moment anyway, to get rid of low frequencies. You may fall asleep during the day, but again, probably also get vitalized. Yes, it'll be fine to play it on the loop all day. Yes. Listen to it more than one day, same thing as playing on the loop. Your body will just take what it needs. This is the beauty of these MP3s. They don't overwhelm. Yes, you can put them all on a loop and play them. Yes, there is a pause on some of them because there's segments of different frequencies. Well, if you're very sensitive to them, use your intuition and maybe listen to one every other day or every 3 days. Just see what suits you. Okay, if you haven't got any more comments or questions, or do we have something special for us in the 21-day program? Yes, I'm going to send you an email. And basically, the best you can get out of them is sort of yawning. They're broadcast twice a day, only to give people a chance who are in different time zones. So you can certainly tune in on both time zone times. It's personal preference if you want to play it all night or daytime. It certainly won't affect your sleep, prevent you from sleeping, you know, the others. Yes, you'll get the links for all that, and thank you very much. Yes, I'll be sending the link. No, this, 21 days hasn't started yet. That's going to start on the 11th of May. So you get an email from me a few days before it starts. No, you don't have to tune in specifically at those times. You'll benefit from them at any time. It's more connecting to the frequency of what's been put out there. Yeah, starting next Monday, that's right. And yeah, we're going to, the next one's going to be quite different because we're going to work on the brain. And it's going to be quite different. So it's, we're going to connect with the God cell. So really bring that soma. And with abundance with everything, because now we've cleared the lower frequencies today. In the lower three chakras, and this is now we can open up the doors for abundance. And this is not just financial abundance, abundance in every way. Thank you, Philippa. My pleasure. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Paris. Thank you. Daniel, Bart. Yes, I do have a website. I'll send you the link. I'm not very tech savvy, but I have got a, it's very basic. But you can connect with me there. Okay, and I thought we could do a question and answer call. An extra one after the three group calls. So we've got two more, and then we'll do a question and answer one if you like. Yes, I'll be sending the Facebook link. Well, thank you, everyone. You've been amazing. There was so much energy cleared today, and I'm sure you all felt it. And it felt uncomfortable at times. By the time we got to connecting the soul star and the root earth star chakra, then a lot cleared. Thank you, Bart. I'm honored, just as honored. Okay, love you all. Until the next time.
Bless you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bless you all, you guys.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to end the meeting now. Somebody else has got something. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Does it help with all the other programs people are doing to raise their vibration?
Does it help? Sorry, can you tell me a question again?
I said, does it help when you do other programs to raise up your vibration?
Oh, yes, yes. These work in conjunction with others. That's fine.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. It's lovely having you all. Okay, bye-bye then. I'm going to and the meeting. Until next time.